Three. Vikings, get ready for special sports coverage of the Lagodi Basketball Regional on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington. Classic Hits, Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Season-long coverage of Bar Reef Sports provided by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, The Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, The Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete, First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Lagodi, the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Mattress by Appointment, the Blake & Wagler Funeral Home, the Montgomery Medical Clinic, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontist, Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club, Green's Body Shop, the Washington Times Herald, S&S Pools and Supplies, The Bakery House, Amber Joe's Head to Toe, and El Mazatlan. Now let's go live to Lagodi High School.
Good evening, everybody. It is now Regional Championship Saturday here on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 tonight at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. It is Bar Reeve and Christian Academy of Indiana in tonight's regional championship matchup here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joined all night long by my friend John Mullen. And tonight, both of these teams advanced, and they did it this way. The Vikings, 68-58 victors over Springs Valley today. A game that Barry trailed 16-13 at the end of a quarter. Took the lead midway through the second quarter, gradually spread that lead out, and 15 points, the biggest lead here this morning for Bar Eve. Christian Academy of Indiana used pressure defense to turn over Edinburgh. They also trailed early 17-11, but went on a nice run, and they pulled away in the second half for a 64-48 victory. So Bar Eve and Christian Academy of Indiana getting ready for tonight's championship game. And it will be a big one here tonight. Viking crowd really, really filing in. It should be a big crowd here tonight as we are, about 40 minutes away from tip-off as Bar Eve and Christian Academy getting ready to go. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout tonight. When we come back, I will be joined by John Mullen. We'll talk about this matchup and how both of these teams got here, the season of Christian Academy, and what we can expect here tonight. Bar Eve and CAI getting ready to roll back to Lagodi after this timeout.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Lagodi.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Follow coverage of the Bar Reef Vikings in the Washington Times Herald on Times Herald Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Local news, local sports, and obituaries. 6,000 plus readers in print and 50,000 monthly online. Every good community needs a good local newspaper. Support yours today. Washington Times Herald, 102 East Van Tree Street. Call 812-254-0480.
Wrecks can be traumatic. They're sudden and scary. You don't want to spend every free moment playing phone tag and getting multiple estimates. You just want to get life back to normal. After you call your insurance agent, call Green's Body Shop in Lagoda and let Adam and his team guide you through the process. Less hassle and less waiting. With their Bacon paint booth, the experienced technicians at Green's Body Shop will get to work right away. Give Green's Body Shop in Lagoda a call and get your life back to normal. Call 812-295-9840. Green's Body Shop.
Green's Body Shop.
106 Wood Street in Lagoda.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Now back to the Lagoda Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena alongside John Mullen. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Regional Championship Saturday, Johnny. And Christian Academy and Bar Eve should be a good one here tonight.
Thanks for having me along again, Coach DeCourcy. And for Bar Eve, the expected Springs Valley, a worthy opponent. 10-point winners for the Vikings this afternoon. An up-tempo pace. Both teams shot well. The game was over in less than an hour. And Bar Eve comes out victorious 68-58. On the other side, Christian Academy had a little easier time of it, winning 64-48, and they play several players, and their starters had some rest throughout the game as Edinburgh not quite up to the challenge. Tonight's game, let's hope it goes the same way it did 3 years ago, as Christian Academy and Bar Eve met 3 years ago on this floor in a regional semifinal game. That was the year the Vikings went all the way to Bankers Life and finished.
Yes, they did, and it's a 49-33 win over Christian Academy in 2015 in the opening round of the regional. Well, Johnny, you've had a little time to catch Christian Academy today. We watched the first game. Thoughts on what the fans can expect here tonight?
Well, I think, first of all, from a matchup standpoint, this should be a better matchup for Bar Eve. What I mean by that is Springs Valley had four guards, and several of those guards were quick and short. Christian Academy has more size. They are quicker even than Springs Valley. They are led by a senior 1,000-point scorer in 6'4 guard Stephen Cook. But the player who stood out to me today was a 6'5 sophomore. His name's Bailey Conrad. Conrad led Christian Academy with 19 points, and Coach DeCourcy, four of those were from behind the arc and one was from 19 feet with his feet on the line. So that 6'5 sophomore, not only can he shoot, but he's about, we don't have his weight. I'd say he's a good 200 pounds. Nice frame on him, and just a sophomore. So Keegan O'Neill will have to go out. If Bar Eve elects to stay in a man-to-man, Keegan will have to go out on the floor and challenge Conrad from the three-point line.
Yeah, certainly. But that's been a situation where Bar Eve has had to guard that way many times this year, where the big guy is a little versatile. And Keegan's that way, too. He can step out and hit a jumper. So really not anything that the Vikings haven't faced already this year, but certainly something to keep an eye on.
Yes, and if you're Bar Reeve and your Coach Hughes, I think you feel comfortable in the ball handling of your guards. Gabe Gladish can handle the basketball. His best asset is his shooting, obviously. Isaac Wagler can also handle the basketball. And your freshman point guard, Bryson Graber, is heady and steady as they come for freshmen. I'm not sure that Christian Academy's zone pressure in the full court and even the half court will impact the Vikings like it did against Edinburgh this morning.
Yeah, so quite frankly, Johnny, if that's the way they want to defend it, Bar Eve, the Vikings like to be pressed.
They do, and if that's the case, Bar Eve will have a good chance to shoot layups throughout the evening.
So that's a little bit about what we can expect here tonight. Bar Eve and Christian Academy getting ready. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about Bar Eve's opening victory here today. We'll talk about other regionals in the area, and we'll keep setting up this game. Bar Eve and Christian Academy getting ready. Back to Lagodi after this timeout.
Helena in Montgomery is growing and proud to invest in Montgomery and Davies County. Coming in March, the newest state-of-the-art dry blending facility in the region will be opening across from the county garage on County Road 100 North, west of Montgomery. This facility is nestled on 10 acres and will include a new anhydrous ammonia plant right in time for spring planting. This is phase one of a multi-phase growing plan for Helena in Montgomery. Helena, investing in the future here at home in Davies County.
It's a new year. Get a new mattress at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. A new truckload of Serta 5-star mattresses has arrived, and at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices, they are going fast. That's right, Serta 5-star mattresses in stock, brand new, and ready for you. $40 down, take it home today. Enjoy 90 days no interest and pay it off with your tax refund. Call or text 812-610-1070 to schedule a time to check out these great deals. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
Jones & Sons wishes area teams and the Bar Eve Vikings good luck in the state basketball tournament. Jones & Sons has been your hometown concrete provider for over 45 years. They pride themselves with the quality of concrete brought to a job and with the customer service you'll find in their offices. Call on Jones & Sons for nearly any job, from concrete to masonry products, mulch, decorative rock, landscaping and stepping stones, and more. Online at jonesandsons.com or visit one of their retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
El Mazatlan welcomes basketball fans this weekend. El Mazatlan features delicious, authentic Mexican cuisine 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, open at 11 a.m. This weekend for the big games, El Mazatlan is offering any combination dinner of your choice for only $6.99. There are 14 different combos to choose from or build your own. Combo dinners feature the famous El Mazatlan chimichangas, burritos, enchiladas, tacos, and more. Mix and match your favorites. Stop by for a great meal this weekend at El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza next to Hank's Market.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistants, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit LenaHelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Welcome back to Lagodi. We are at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. Tonight's regional championship, the Bar Eve Viking fans filling in the lower bowl of the arena nicely. The Vikings sitting on the south side of the gymnasium, and actually their crowd goes from the east goal all the way back to the tunnel on the west goal. Christian Academy in blue, filling in on the northern side of the gymnasium near the concession stand here at Jack Butcher Arena. I'm John Mullen. Mike DeCourcy on dad duty right now, and we're going to take a look at how Bar Eve got here this evening, this afternoon, in a matchup with the Springs Valley Blackhawks. It was Bar Eve trailing by three after one quarter. They led it 34-30 at half, 34 points in the first half, and they would score 34 more in the second. 68, and winning the game by 10. The Vikings got balanced scoring today, and they were led by junior sharpshooter Gabe Gladish. Gladish scorched the nets for 22, including six trays. Right behind Gladish this afternoon was perhaps a surprise to the Blackhawks as Isaac Wagler poured in 17 points. Keegan O'Neill, the big 6'8 sophomore down low, had 14, and Austin Ainsco delivered 10 as four Vikings found double figures. Bryson Graber with 5 points. He made a two-pointer and a three in the third quarter as all five Viking starters found their way into the scoreboard, and they held off a valiant Springs Valley team that shot the ball well throughout the game in a contest that actually was less than an hour old. Both the teams were hitting in the bottom of the net, taking it out, running it down the floor at each other. Very few fouls called until late as Springs Valley had to foul. But nonetheless, Coach DeCourcy, a Bar Eve team that really shot the ball well this afternoon. And I heard some folks, some Valley folks, as they were leaving talking about, wow, they really played well today. And of course, we know last week there were three games that were wins, but it didn't feel like Bar Eve played great. But today, much better effort offensively and in the second half defensively.
Well, in Springs Valley, I think the way that they played, the style that they played, really fast, really furious, it was conducive to that. So, you know, there was a little more offense. Ball went in the bucket a little bit more. But, you know, it was a fun pace, 68-58. And, you know, it was a fun day, and hopefully it's going to be a fun night. Christian Academy going to play much the same way. We're going to go ahead and take another timeout. When we come back, we're going to go through Christian Academy season results. We're going to talk about the style that they're going to play. Should be a game again here tonight where there are some points scored. Bar Eve Christian Academy getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your final ceremony as memorable as possible. Final ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you on options and affordability. Call 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangements. And remember, prepaid funeral contracts can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. Good luck to the Bar Re Vikings in the tournament.
Spring is just around the corner. Time to start thinking about that in-ground pool you've always wanted, or that above-ground pool, or our new semi-in-ground Funtastic pool. We also are now carrying a line of Ashley Outdoor Furniture. Stop by S&S Pools today or call 812-254-5006. S&S Pools is wishing the Bar Re Vikings good luck at regional. Bring home the victory.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
It's basketball tournament time. It's time to cheer on your local team and bank at your local bank, First Federal Savings Bank of Washington. Shoot and score with First Federal's winning low mortgage rates. We'll keep your loan local so you can keep your payments local. Take time to visit with our friendly staff about your mortgage loan needs. Located at 439 South State Road 57 in Washington. Or call at 812-254-2370. First Federal is an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Vikings!
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena alongside John Mullen. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and Bar Eve and Christian Academy getting ready here tonight. Viking Nation here in a big way tonight. Gym filling up, and it should be a good one tonight. Christian Academy comes into tonight's contest with a, is that a 19-9 or an 18-9 record now, John Mullen?
I'm not great at mathematics. I circled 18-9.
Okay. But 18-9, and at this point of the season, one of the things that I like to do, Johnny, is a lot of times it's not about who you've beaten, but it's who you've lost to. And Christian Academy, like Bar Eve, has really beefed up their schedule here the last couple of years.
Well, anytime you start the season with an opponent like 4A Floyd Central, I think your coach means business. And that's how Christian Academy started, a Floyd Central team that gave New Albany their only loss. And, of course, it's been a long time since November the 21st, and we know the Hatchets and Vikings meet in that first game of the year annually in Davies County. But a Floyd Central team that Christian Academy lost by just 8 points. They've got a few other losses, including at Jeffersonville and at a couple of other 3A schools. But 9 losses, nobody slouches of those losses.
Yeah, and you go right down through it, and you did today. Teams who are in the 2A tournament today, teams who are in the 3A tournament. Of course, Floyd Central and Jeff both played Romeo Lankford and had their seasons ended by him. Forest Park, who's in the 2A regional championship tonight. Just up and down the schedule, just a really, really nice slate of games that they've put together.
And as I take a look at their sectional opponents, it kind of gives me the feel score-wise, and of course we weren't at Borden to find this out, but they played 3 games at Borden. They played Rock Creek Academy, Lanesville, and again the host in the championship. Take a look at the scores. Parallels Bar Even what they went through as far as some of the tough, grinded-out games that were within 3, 4, or 5 points of each other, a couple possessions. But I think it's because there was just as much pressure on Christian Academy to win that sectional as there was Bar Eve last week. And sometimes once you advance out of the sectional, the pressure is off.
Yeah, certainly the pressure is off. And Bar Eve did play a, I'm not going to call it a relaxed game today. It was anything but relaxing. But certainly the pace, the tempo, much more appealing than it has been at various times. And there's just so much you can say about watching a game in the 60s as opposed to watching one in the 30s or 40s.
Right. And Coach Steve Kerberg in his 7th year, so they've had some, basically they've had 7 years with the same guy in charge. He's over 102, 103 wins now in 7 years. So this is a program that's not new as far as to winning. Again, we mentioned they were here in the regional just 3 years ago. So they played on this floor in the not too distant past.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the prescription for success. More about the Vikings as we're getting ready here on Regional Championship Saturday. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Merle Holsoppel and his staff are ready to care for you. The office hours for Montgomery Medical Associates are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., for an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holsoppel and his staff at Montgomery Medical Associates wish the Bar Reeve Vikings good luck in the basketball tournament. Have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there is no cure for Viking fever. Bring home a victory.
It's March and spring break season. Don't cram the family in that small car for the long road trip over break. Stop by Washington Chrysler Center and take home the new Chrysler Pacifica. Stow-and-go seating for excellent storage, push-button start, 8-inch TV screen for radio and climate control, and it's spacious. 3 rows of seating that will seat 3 rows of grown adults comfortably. Excellent on gas, and most importantly, during the spring sales event, the new 2018 started $33,000. They have pre-owned 2017s as low as $22,900. The weather is warming up and the deals are hot at the Washington Chrysler Center.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at MontgomeryRuertanClub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at MontgomeryRuertanClub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years.
Treat yourself to Davies County.
the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce is rooting for the Bar Reeve Vikings this weekend at the Lagodi Basketball Regional. Good luck to Coach Hughes and the Vikings. Bring home that regional title from all of the team at the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. Visit our Facebook and website for upcoming events at DaviessCountyChamber.com.
Daviess County.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The Bakery House is Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington, offering fresh donuts Tuesday through Sunday, bright and early at 5 a.m., plus hot breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, and more to start your morning off right. For lunch, choose from the Daily Plate Lunch Special. Drive-thru service available and special orders welcome at 257-1111. The Bakery House is proud to be Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back at Lagodi, Bar-Eve and Christian Academy getting ready here in the regional championship game. And Johnny, you know, let's go right into tonight's Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington.
How about I ask you?
Okay.
Tonight's Prescription Shop, Prescription for Success, they're located in Washington on State Street. Coach DeCourcy, been around the program a long time, been into these regional finals several times on the radio. I want to hear your take on tonight's Prescription Shop, Prescription for Success.
My Prescription for Success tonight is this. Bar-Eve has a run in them every game where they hit you. 10-0, 12-0, 12-2. Not only does Bar-Eve need one of those runs, but I think tonight it's going to be done on the defensive end of the floor. If Bar-Eve can just keep stringing stop after stop after stop together, both of these teams in the same predicament they've both played today, and I think that's going to be the key to success here tonight.
So tonight's Prescription Shop, Prescription for Success, stringing points, but basically getting defensive stops and stringing those stops together, turning them into points, so that you can go on those 12-0 runs, for example. Tonight's Prescription Shop, Prescription for Success.
And you just talked about it, Johnny. What a crowd filling in tonight here for the Bar-Eve.
I mean, I'm blown away.
I'm gonna let you describe what you are seeing
tonight. I really am blown away, and I know this is the first time. You know, it's 2018. I've spent a lot of years here at Lagodi, but this is the first time I've really had this bird's-eye view of a regional final from this spot. And truthfully, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've not seen a larger contingent of Bar-Eve fans in this gymnasium ever. And they go, you know, I talked about from goal to goal, from the west to the east and all in the south. They have actually infiltrated from the scorer's table east, the entire east side of the gymnasium of the bowl, the entire south end. They're wrapped around the west end all the way to the tunnel. So you're talking about three-quarters of the gymnasium filled with Bar-Eve fans. You're probably talking about 3,000 Bar-Eve fans here tonight.
I mean, it is a large, large contingent, and I know they are going to be fired up, loud, and ready to go here tonight. We're going to go ahead and take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk more about Christian Academy. We'll talk about some of the regional championship games taking place in the area tonight, and we'll get ready and get set for the regional final. Bar-Eve Christian Academy getting ready. Back to Lagodi right after this timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
Hi, this is Daniel Cullen, and I'm the new owner of Ace's Restaurant and Bar located inside the Washington Country Club. We are always open to the public anytime for lunch and dinner with a brand new menu, including our fresh fish and salmon and our juicy, mouth-watering, fresh certified Angus beef steaks. The salad bar is fresh daily and a great way to start off, and you can cap it off with one of our brand new desserts. Come see us this weekend before the big game. Good luck to the Bar Eve Vikings from Ace's Restaurant, located inside the Washington Country Club.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back at Lagodi High School, John Mullen. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and Bar Eve and Christian Academy getting ready. And as you mentioned, Viking Nation, I mean, just I was worried about the crowd tonight, quite frankly, John. When you get probably the two teams who are going to travel the best, Springs Valley and Bar Eve, playing in that opener, and you've got a private school like Christian Academy that goes through to the night game, a school that's pretty young, not a whole lot of tradition yet. You worry about the crowd. I think the Vikings are going to take up any slack for that that you can.
Right, and perhaps obviously the crowd is a fantastic one on the Bar Eve side, but perhaps because Christian Academy, and again, a fairly new school there in New Albany, the Warriors. Not a ton of alumni, of course, and not a big student body. They're not all in like Bar Eve has been forever and ever. So not a bad crowd for Christian Academy, but it dwarfs in comparison. You know, Bar Eve dwarfs it in comparison. So perhaps even stands out even more the fact that there's plenty of empty bleachers right there in the CAI side, but all the rest are in black. And of course, the student body representing USA tonight, red, white, and blue.
Patriotic, baby, what can you say?
America.
What America, yes.
America.
Yes, and wow, what a crowd. Well, Bar Eve, to reclaim the regional championship, it would be the first one since 2015. But, man, getting a three-headed monster going today like we had with Gladish, O'Neill, and Isaac Wagler, man, that'd be a great start.
Absolutely. Gabe Gladish, again, he's nearing 50% and was above 50% for most of the year from three-point range. And the way he shot it today with six threes, if he can duplicate that performance, and I'm sure they'll be well aware of his shooting prowess, but if he can duplicate that, you talk about O'Neill, the 6'8 product inside who can score on the block and can also step out and shoot the three ball on occasion, and then Isaac Wagler knows how to get to the rim, cuts at the right time, makes his free throws. And let's not forget about Austin Ainsco. Ainsco scoreless last Saturday night. He had 10 quiet points this afternoon and is capable of doubling that if they leave him wide open. He does need confidence from three-point range, but if he hits his first one, he can make three or four more.
He can make a bunch of them, and he can do it in a hurry. Well, Barry back out on the floor. We're going to go ahead and take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll close out the pregame show. Barry and CAI getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena in 2 minutes.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time for that new look. Why not try a new style, color, or highlights? Amber Joe's Head to Toe in downtown Montgomery can make it happen for you. The team at Amber Joe's Head to Toe is ready to give you that new look today. Call them at 812-486-2595 for an appointment. Treat yourself to a massage. Massages offered by appointment. Everyone on the Amber Joe's Head to Toe team says, way to go, Bar Reeve Vikings.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, closing out the pregame show here tonight. Johnny, certainly be nice to see Bar Eve get another good start, get this big, loud, fired-up crowd invested in the game right off the bat.
Absolutely it would. And Christian Academy, on the other hand, actually trailed by 8 late in the first period, so they didn't get off to a great start themselves. They're very capable of going on runs, but if you're Bar Eve, the familiarity, the crowd, everything in your favor, this just in, 14 straight wins here on this floor for Bar Eve, and 31-1 in their last 32. So I'm going to call it the home court advantage that might help Bar Eve here this evening.
Well, I certainly hope so. And you can really tell which team traveled an hour and a half to get here and which team hopped on a bus and came 7 miles as far as the crowd. So hopefully if there is an X factor that is needed tonight, it will be the big, large, and loud crowd that Bar Eve will most certainly have here tonight. Well, both teams have headed back to their bench. Bar Eve is going to be the home team tonight. They are decked out in their white uniforms, and Christian Academy, they will be the visitors. They are in their blue and gold. We are going to go ahead and take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, starting lineups in the opening tip. Back to Lagodi right after this.
Follow coverage of the Bar Reeve Vikings in the Washington Times-Herald on Times-Herald Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Local news, local sports, and obituaries. 6,000-plus readers in print and 50,000 monthly online. Every good community needs a good local newspaper. Support yours today. Washington Times-Herald, 102 East Van Tree Street. Call 812-254-0480.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better
Why deal. Is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Farmers will tell you Ag Lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag Lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of Ag Lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back at Lagodi. Starting lineups being introduced right now. Dareev going to go the way they've went most of the season. Going to be a three-guard set. Bryson Graber. Bryson 6'1 and a freshman. Joined in the backcourt tonight by Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1 and a junior. Third guard tonight for Bareev, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 5'11 and a junior. Pair of forwards for the Vikings, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5 and a junior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8 and a sophomore. Starters tonight for Christian Academy, Johnny Mullen.
At guard, a senior 6'4 guard, Stephen Cook. The other guard spot is also senior 5'10, Noah Williams. They'll start a sophomore 6'1 guard in Ethan Carrier. They've got a 6'2 senior forward in number 20, Nathan Paris. And their big fella is a 6'5 sophomore, number 32, Bailey Conrad. So Cook, Williams, Carrier, Paris, and Conrad for the Christian Academy Warriors.
Well, Bari fans up. Got a little Triple H theme music playing. It's time to play the game. And the tip-off tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain and Washing.
You didn't notice it as you were introducing the Bari starters. The scoreboards went out for about a minute, and we were afraid there we might have to keep track of it on one of those flip charts.
Hey.
Pull the PE flip chart out.
Whatever works.
Boards are back on here at Lagodi.
And Ainsco in the middle. Tip is up, controlled by Bareev. Gabe Gladish with it over to Bryson Graber. And it looks like Christian Academy going to start in a 2-3 zone, Johnny.
Yes, they are. They started in man against Ed Berg. Didn't do a very good job in it. Played zone the last three quarters. And we'll see how Bareev attacks this zone.
Gladish with it, looking for Ainsco. Back out to Gabe. Skips it over. Isaac Wagler had a three, didn't take it. Now Gladish going to fire one to open the game. It's no good. Rebounded by Christian Academy.
Good look from Gladish. Nice skip pass. A little bit short there on the three.
So Christian Academy with the basketball. And ball almost taken away by Keegan O'Neill. And now there's that big sophomore that we talked about. And just like this morning, Bailey Conrad knocks in a three, and it's 3-0 Christian Academy.
He shoots it with a lot of confidence.
Isaac Wagler, Ainsco in the corner, Bryson Graber over to Gabe Gladish. Lob pass, Keegan O'Neill off the glass, got it. Not really a design set right there. Keegan just got an inside seal.
Nice look. Found him. Yeah, nice look for Bryson.
So 3-2, Christian Academy by a point. CAI with the basketball. Shot up off the glass is good. That's Stephen Cook. And it's 5-2, Christian Academy.
As I mentioned before, Cook's a 1,000-point scorer, so been a four-year starter for these Warriors.
Isaac Wagler. Another cut to the basket. Bounce pass from Ainsco. His layup is good, 5-4. Both teams going back and forth here. Game not even 2 minutes old yet. And Conrad going to fire another three. That one going to be short. Ainsco going to grab the rebound, and here comes Bryson.
Nice rebound by Ainsco.
Gladish with it on the right side. Over to Isaac. Back to Gabe. Isaac Wagler's got it again. Bryson Graber. Gladish, Keegan O'Neill in the short corner. Bryson Graber back out. Isaac Wagler. Keegan O'Neill down on the baseline. Going to skip it over to Bryson. Bryson out to Isaac. Bryson going to set for a three. Short. But Bari going to run the offensive rebound down. Gladish going to come up with it. Keegan O'Neill, baseline jumper, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Christian Academy. So 5-4 here in the early going. Christian Academy with the basketball. Noah Williams has it out to Stephen Cook.
You saw CAI give Bryson Graber all the daylight he wanted, and he took the three. He didn't get that one to go. He's got to shoot it with confidence. They're going to leave him open.
Christian Academy going to back it out and reset. Bari man-to-man here. Conrad with it. Guarded by Keegan O'Neill. And Christian Academy still with the basketball. Ethan Carrier, they're looking to Conrad in the post. He and Keegan really going at it down there. Noah Williams with it. Going to skip it out. Stephen Cook with it. Going to spin. Fade away. Shot no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Good defensive possession right there by Bar Reeve.
Tough shot put up by Cook. I thought Gladys did a nice job of holding his ground there on defense.
Barive getting in a set right here. And lob set, bad pass, out of bounds.
Pass was behind Ainsco's head. It was wide open. He just got to throw it on the left side of the glass, right at the rim, and that's going to be caught for a layup. But pass was off the mark. First turnover for Barive.
So 5-4 here in the early going. Noah Williams with it. Little high-low set. Conrad's got it. Down low. And they're going to overthrow him out of bounds. So reciprocating turnovers. Vikings going to get it back. It's like a little pressure here by Christian Academy.
Christian Academy is going to bring in a couple of substitutes. They do play more than five. T.J. Proctor's a sophomore guard. And they also bring into the game a sophomore in Josh Hahn. Sophomore and senior heavy, this Christian Academy team.
And Gabe going to throw it away, and that's just a bad pass.
Back-to-back turnovers for Bar Eve. No reason to throw that pass.
No. So Christian Academy getting wide here.
What do you think about this, Coach DeCourcy?
They holding it? Hold it.
I think this benefits Bar Eve.
So Cook with the basketball, guarded by Gabe. Over to T.J. Proctor, who's just in the game. They're just trying to drive the basketball. Spread it out and drive it. And shot going to be put up. No good. But Christian Academy going to pick it up. Conrad's shot, no good. But another offensive rebound by Christian Academy. And Barry's got to close it with a rebound.
You're right, Coach. Their guards just want to spread the floor and go to the lane. They're not great shooters. They're two guards.
Conrad with it on the inbounds. Almost taken away. He's going to fire it back. Cook for three. No good. Tapped around. Another offensive rebound. Ainsco's got to grab a rebound. Three up. No good. That one going to be tapped out of bounds. And Christian Academy finally going to give it back to Bar Eve. But four cracks at it right there. Way too many.
Another substitute going to come in for Christian Academy. This is a junior Jeremiah Robinson. Cook heads to the bench.
5-4, CAI by a point, 2:50 left, opening quarter. Gladish with it. Over to Bryson. Bryson, top of the key. Isaac, back to Bryson. Isaac, Bryson. Gladish, gonna set for three, got it.
That's from Bryson Graber.
Bar Eve 7-5, their first advantage of the game.
Gladish's first three. Six of those this afternoon.
Williams with the basketball for CAI. He's guarded by Isaac Wagler. He's going to step back, fire a three. No good. And Gabe going to run that down. Here comes Bryson Graber. He had Isaac back for a second, just couldn't find him. Keegan O'Neill out to Gladish. Gabe for another three. Got it. Rolled in. 10-5, Barrie.
Hit the three different places on the rim, but it looked true, and it was.
There's that big Barrie crowd getting into it.
And Isaac Wagger did a nice job defensively of giving Noah Williams space, and Williams took his second consecutive three and has bricked two. So just contain. If they want to shoot the 20-footers, let them.
And they're going to get a foul as Barrie almost with another steal. And that's going to put Josh Hahn at the line. Let's see if they get that on Keegan or Ainscoe. And they're going to get it on Keegan O'Neill.
I think Ainscoe fouled him first, but O'Neill the recipient of that foul. Coach, we're 6:22 gone by. That's the first foul called of the game.
Hahn's free throw, no good. He'll have another one.
Josh Hahn tried to bank there. Some nerves, perhaps. The sophomore hard off the glass on his first attempt.
Second free throw. Got that one, 10-6. Vikings by four.
Harris replaces Hahn. Cook also back on the floor. Christian Academy will play eight or nine guys. Rotate those guys in and out. Barrie more likely to play five. Occasionally a sub here and there.
It's like a little trapping defense this time by CAI. Now they're going to fall back into a 2-3 zone. Isaac Wagler, Gladish. Isaac's got it now. Out to Bryson. We're at a minute 10 left in the quarter. Isaac. Gabe back to Bryson. Top of the key. Down low to Keegan O'Neill. Keegan layup got it. 12-6.
From Bryson Graber.
Bryson just looked them off again. Vikings by six.
Keegan O'Neill got to be smart in the post. He didn't want to pick up a cheap second foul. Bailey Conrad down there really banging with him.
And CAI really getting wide. And with 40 seconds left in the quarter, Brian Hughes just kind of says, go ahead.
You know what? Coach Hughes just needs to have his kids stay back. Again, he doesn't use a lot of substitutes. There's no reason to go out and pressure. Let CAI get into their set with about 10 and see if Barrie can get a stop. 12-6 Barrie here. 20 seconds left in this first quarter.
We're at 20 seconds. That's Ethan Carrier with it. We're at 15 now. Stephen Cook with it. We're at 10. And Cook working on Gladish.
He traveled with it. No call.
Out to Bailey Conrad. Back to Cook. Cook, three, long, rebounded by CAI, and it's going to be all for naught, and that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, good start for Barrie. Vikings 12, CAI 6. Back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
It's a new year. Get a new mattress at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. A new truckload of Serta 5-star mattresses has arrived, and at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices, they're going fast. That's right, Serta 5-star mattresses in stock, brand new, ready for you. $40 down, take it home today. Enjoy 90 days, no interest, and pay it off with your tax refund. Call or text 812-610-1070 to schedule a time to check out these great deals. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Helena in Montgomery is growing and proud to invest in Montgomery and Davies County. Coming in March, the newest state-of-the-art dry blending facility in the region will be opening across from the county garage on County Road 100 North, west of Montgomery. This facility is nestled on 10 acres and will include a new anhydrous ammonia plant right in time for spring planting. This is phase one of a multi-phase growing plan for Helena in Montgomery. Helena, investing in the future here at home in Davies County.
Now back to the Ligoti Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back for the second quarter. 12-6. Vikings by six will be CAI basketball, Johnny.
Barrie, I thought, did a pretty darn good job of staying in front of the basketball and allowing CAI to take threes and challenging shots.
Cook with the basketball. He's going to go to work on Gladish. Going down in the post, and he's going to travel with it. And Gabe pulled the rug on him. And Cook wanted to bang a little bit, and Gabe wasn't there to bang with.
Great way to describe it there. He wanted to catch Gladish, back him up, and Gladish backed off, and he took a travel, took a tumble.
We talked earlier today about just knowing how to play basketball. That's a basketball play.
That is right there. Bryson Graber dribbling against this 2-2-1 full court pressure.
Bryson's got it back.
By the way, Quentin Yoder into the game now, giving Ainsco a break. The junior 6'4 post into the game for the first time.
Bryson's got it out high. High on the left side, over to Isaac. Isaac's got it centered. Gabe now on the left side. Bryson, back to Gabe. Gabe over to Isaac. Isaac, Bryson. Isaac, back to Bryson. Just a little pitch and catch here. Isaac Wagler. Bryson Graber now.
Hey, they're in a 2-3 zone. I mean, not a big hurry here.
Nope.
You lead by 6.
Bryson's got it again. Barreves had the ball for a minute. Gabe Gladish going to stop and pop. Long one, no good. Keegan O'Neill going to grab the rebound. His shot going to be blocked. He's going to get it back, however. Isaac back out to Bryson. Barreves going to reset.
Smart basketball from Isaac Wagler.
Gabe down to Quentin on the baseline. Going to skip it over. Isaac. Back to Gabe. Gabe with one from Montgomery. Got it! That was a 26-footer.
I'll give you that. It was 6 feet behind the line, Coach. 15, no exaggeration there.
15-6, Barry now by 9.
That pass was a swing pass from Isaac Wagler.
So CAI with it again. Noah Williams down. His shot going to be blocked. Isaac going to come up with it. Here comes Barry. Isaac, and his touch pass going to be picked off, and here comes Conrad the other way. Bailey Conrad. His layup, short, rebounded by Quentin.
So Isaac tried to drop pass to Keegan on the block. Gabe was out there on the wing, and that's Gabe right there. Is he feeling it? Misses
nope.
It.
And Gabe's shot going to be blocked this time, and Barry just...
So Gabe getting a little excited here.
And CAI with the basketball. 15-6, 5:20 left in the first half.
Can't fault a kid who's making 26-footers. He had another one.
Well, that's your heat check moment.
Yep.
No more. And Gladish going to block Stephen Cook, but he's going to be called for a foul, and Cook going to go to the line to shoot two.
Gladish's first foul, just the second called in the game. Barreev has both, Keegan and Gabe with one each. No fouls to this point for CAI. Of course, they're in that 2-3 zone, and
Cook got the first. Ainsco checking in. Isaac Wagler going to sit down. Cook got them both, 15-8.
Cook has four.
CAI going to take a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 5:12 left, first half. Barre 15, Christian Academy 8. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this 1 minute timeout.
Board certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistance, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit LanaHelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Lagodi, 15-8, Barre will be Vikings basketball, 5:12 left in the first half, Johnny.
Gabe Gladish leading the way with 9 points. He's made three from long distance, had two or three others that were down and back out. So Christian Academy trying to apply some full court pressure here.
Gabe back to Bryson Graber. Barre going to get set here. Christian Academy tried a little trap. See if the Vikings try to get organized here. Bryson out to Keegan. Bryson's got it on the right side. Bryson still with it, just organizing, kind of pointing his fingers, getting people where they need to be. Ainsco back to Bryson. Quentin Yoder. Ainsco going to get his feet set. Short. Rebounded by Christian Academy.
Not a bad look for Ainsco. His feet were set, I thought. He just didn't get enough arch on it.
Conrad down. Wild shot off the glass. No good, but there's Christian Academy. Rebound put back. That's Nathan Paris, and it's 15-10 now.
Grab that offensive rebound on the weak side, and Barry, you got to check that guy out.
Bryson with it. Out to Gladys. Gabe going to set for another three. Got it again. 18-10. Vikings by eight again.
How about this combination? Bryson Graber to Gabe Gladys.
Four times.
Hopefully it's nine times.
Nine times would be nice. So we're at 3.5 minutes. Conrad, Cook. Just a little dribble weave action here. Bailey Conrad. He's going to step back. Fire a three. Got it again. 18-13.
Big fella can shoot it.
Bryson with it. Over to Gladish. Quentin Yoder, long jumper on the baseline. No good. And rebounded by Christian Academy. And that's not the shot you want.
Not an 18-footer.
And CAI, quickly a three, no good, rebounded by Austin.
On the other end, Noah Williams puts up a shot that I don't want if I'm CAI's coach.
Bryson, over to Ainsco. Bryson, Keegan O'Neill. High post, 15-footer, in and out, no good. And Keegan's feet were not organized there.
Looked like he actually shuffled them.
Conrad, three, no good. Block out, rebound by Keegan, and here comes Barive. Coach Brian Hughes is going to get a timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:33 left, second quarter, 18-13, Barrie. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Jones and Sons wishes area teams and the Barrie Vikings good luck in the state basketball tournament. Jones and Sons has been your hometown concrete provider for over 45 years. They pride themselves with the quality of concrete brought to a job and with the customer service you'll find in their offices. Call on Jones and Sons for nearly any job, from concrete to masonry products, mulch, decorative rock, landscaping and stepping stones, and more. Online at jonesandsons.com or visit one of their retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
El Mazatlan welcomes basketball fans this weekend. El Mazatlan features delicious, authentic Mexican cuisine 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, open at 11 a.m. This weekend for the big games, El Mazatlan is offering any combination dinner of your choice for only $6.99. There are 14 different combos to choose from or build your own. Combo dinners feature the famous El Mazatlan chimichangas, burritos, enchiladas, tacos, and more. Mix and match your favorites. Stop by for a great meal this weekend at El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza next to Hank's Market.
Back at Ligoti, Vikings with the basketball. 2.5 minutes left. Opening.
Christian Academy, man-to-man coach, or is this a box and one? It's a face guard on Gladys.
Yeah, it's box and
it's
one.
It's a box and one.
So 2:15, Barrie with it. Gladys down to Keegan. Keegan off the glass, got it. Good patience by the big man, 20-13.
Keegan O'Neill with 6 points. Gladys leading with 12. Isaac Wagler has two for Barrie's 20.
So we're at 2 minutes left and a half, and almost a turnover, deflected out of bounds by Isaac Wagler. CAI going to get it back.
Coach, once again, I'll point out, Christian Academy with zero fouls to this point.
And Barrie with two.
All right.
It's been a fast half.
It's been clean.
Conrad with it in the post, working on Keegan. Got a short jumper to go. 20-15.
Sophomore Conrad, a nice-looking player. 8 points now for the 6'5 guy.
It's like a little, I don't know if we're going to trap right here. Ball on the floor, and here comes CAI with it. Barrie with the turnover, and it's going to be thrown into the backcourt over and back the other way.
Tough call. I think I think Barry catches a break there, Coach DeCourcy. And here's why. I think Isaac Wagler may have touched it in the front court, but the over and back call goes against the Warriors.
Okay, so 20-15, minute 16 left in the half. Let's see if Bar Eve opts to get the last shot.
They'll have the ball coming out to begin the second half.
Gladish with it, minute 10. Bryson over to Gabe. Gabe going to set for another one. No good. Tapped around. CAI comes out with it.
Well, we thought they might hold it. Gladish had an open look. He went ahead and took a shot. So Christian Academy on offense here.
Well, see if CAI wants a last shot. 45 seconds left in the half. Gabe going to get a count on Stephen Cook. And it looks like that's going to be the plan here, Johnny.
You know, it would have been a wise choice for Bar Eve to try and hold. But Gladish does have four trays. He just as easily could have drained that one. So, yeah, it's a tough call there, but can't fault your junior sharpshooter. Bar Eve will have the ball to begin the second half, barring a jump ball here in the closing seconds. We're at 15.
So let's see what CAI tries to do to close the half here. We are at 10. CAI just spreading the floor. Williams with it, guarded by Isaac. And his short jumper off the glass, got it. And that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 20-17, Vikings lead it by three. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, John Mullen will have all of tonight's halftime statistics. Vikings lead it 20-17. Back to Ligoti in 3 minutes.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your final ceremony as memorable as possible. Final ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you on options and affordability. Call 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangements. And remember, prepaid funeral contracts can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagner Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. Good luck to the Bar Re Vikings in the tournament.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time for that new look. Why not try a new style, color, or highlights? Amber Joe's Head to Toe in downtown Montgomery can make it happen for you. The team at Amber Joe's Head to Toe is ready to give you that new look today. Call them at 812-486-2595 for an appointment. Treat yourself to a massage. Massages offered by appointment. Everyone on the Amber Joe's head-to-toe team says, way to go, Bar Reeve Vikings.
It's March and spring break season. Don't cram the family in that small car for the long road trip over break. Stop by Washington Chrysler Center and take home the new Chrysler Pacifica. Stow-and-go seating for excellent storage, push-button start, 8-inch TV screen for radio and climate control, and it's spacious. Three rows of seating that will seat three rows of grown adults comfortably. Excellent on gas, and most importantly, during the spring sales event, the new 2018 started $33,000. They have pre-owned 2017s as low as $22,900. The weather is warming up and the deals are hot at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Hi, this is Daniel Cullen, and I'm the new owner of Aces Restaurant and Bar located inside the Washington Country Club. We are always open to the public anytime for lunch and dinner with a brand new menu, including our fresh fish and salmon and our juicy, mouth-watering, fresh certified Angus beef steaks. The salad bar is fresh daily and a great way to start off, and you can cap it off with one of our brand new desserts. Come see us this weekend before the big game. Good luck to the Bar Eve Vikings from Aces Restaurant, located inside the Washington Country Club.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family, all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Spring is just around the corner. Time to start thinking about that in-ground pool you've always wanted, or that above-ground pool, or our new semi-in-ground Funtastic pool. We also are now carrying a line of Ashley Outdoor Furniture. Stop by S&S Pools today or call 812-254-5006. S&S Pools is wishing the Bar Reeve Vikings good luck at Regional. Bring home the victory.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
At them on the AJ Concrete scoreboard, 20-17. Barry leads it by three. Johnny, halftime statistics brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington.
The Vikings shot out to a 12-6 lead, but after giving up a basket right before halftime, that margin has been cut in half as the Vikings lead 20-17. Here at intermission, Christian Academy, their 6'5 sophomore, Bailey Conrad, has led the way. He's got a couple of threes and a two inside for eight. Stephen Cook, their 6'4 senior guard, has 4 points. Nathan Paris had an offensive rebound back for two. Josh Hahn was one at the line. And the aforementioned Noah Williams with the driving lay-in right before the buzzer. Christian Academy was 17. For Barre, they're getting just about all their scoring from a couple of guys. Gabe Gladish with 4 3-pointers for 12 points. Keegan O'Neal had 3 interior buckets for 6, and Isaac Weigler with 1 basket. Add those field goals up, you get 20. So 2017 here, both teams have missed several decent-looking shots, open shots, and then we had a little stretch there in the second quarter, Coach, right about the midway point where both teams kind of race up and down and without setting anything up, just kind of fired shots up. And actually, Coach Hughes took a timeout to kind of slow his guys down. But nonetheless, the Vikings are in front here.
For the Vikings here at halftime, Johnny, what are they and why?
I thought they did a pretty good job of leaving open the guys that you would like to see them take threes, and that would be, for example, the Williams kid, the Proctor kid. But the Conrad kid, the big fella, you got to make sure you're up on him, and you got to use that ball screen. I'm not sure you can switch that. Ken or whoever's on Conrad just needs to have his hand up and making sure that Conrad doesn't get any open looks. You know, I think, again, this afternoon, the Vikings got scoring from all 5 starters. I really think that Bryson Graber and Austin Ainsco, as well as Isaac Wagler, need to consider their offense if they're going to be wide open. But Gabe Gladish and Keegan O'Neal have carried the offensive load all year long. This 2-3 zone, again, is going to leave some of those guys open. They need to have the confidence, especially Ainsco, to step up and hit a big shot.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, I'm not going to make any substitutions in the second half, but I think this is a game where you can see somebody come off the bench like a Nick Parsons who can come in and make a big shot here or there.
Sure, and Parsons also brings a lift defensively, and you know the Vikings have essentially led the entire game, but quick CAI run, and if Barre gets behind, don't be surprised to see maybe a Parsons, as you mentioned, come in for the opportunity to either create a turnover or hit an open three, because Parsons can shoot the basketball.
He certainly can, and you know, it's a game where Barre just got to continue to take good shots and not miss any responsibilities on the defensive end, and we will see what happens.
Coach, you talked about a run, and we still haven't really had that Barre run, so they have been able throughout the year to sometimes begin the third quarter on a 8-0-10-0 stretch, and we'll see what happens here as we're about 3.5 minutes to go before the second half action begins.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take another 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, we will have all of the second half action at halftime. Barre leads Christian Academy 20-17. Back to the second half after this 3-minute timeout.
When you order ReadyMix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier ReadyMix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier ReadyMix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier ReadyMix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Merle Holsapple and his staff are ready to care for you. The office hours for Montgomery Medical Associates are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holsapple and his staff at Montgomery Medical Associates wish the Barre Vikings good luck in the basketball tournament. Have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there is no cure for Viking fever. bring home a victory.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery. The Bakery House is Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington, offering fresh donuts Tuesday through Sunday, bright and early at 5 a.m., plus hot breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, and more to start your morning off right. For lunch, choose from the Daily Plate Lunch Special. Drive-through service available and special orders welcome at 257-1111. The Bakery House is proud to be Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now back to the Ligoti Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back to Jack Butcher Arena. Second half action about to begin here. Barrie will have the ball out. The Vikings basketball. They'll be heading to the east goal, taking it out opposite the scores table. I'm John Mullen, joined by Coach Mike DeCourcy. Barrie with the 2017 lead at intermission. Gabe Gladish will inbound the basketball. Bryson Graber walks it across the timeline. And Christian Academy in a box and one defense is. They are going to guard Gabe Gladish. And it's not bad as Gladish a decoy on the baseline. Meanwhile, Isaac Wagler finds Austin Ainsco inside, and Ainsco is going to finish and get fouled. Believe it or not, folks, that is Christian Academy's first foul of the evening. They did not commit a personal in the entire first half. They commit one 14 seconds in, and Ainsco buries the three-point play, the old-fashioned one, and Barrie now up 23-17. Coach DeCourcy, that was a design set. Gladish is a decoy, and Isaac Wagler found the slipping Austin Ainsco. He slipped the screen and got the and one.
Yeah, certainly a good start. Now let's see if the Vikings can back it up with a stop, and shot going to be blocked. But they're going to get a foul as Stephen Cook going to go to the line to shoot two.
Foul is going to be called on Gabe Gladish, and Gladish now with two fouls. Keegan with one. I was just referencing the fact that Christian Academy played the entire first half without committing a foul.
Free throw in and good. Cook will have one more. Got them both. 23-19.
Cook 4-4 at the line. He's got 6 points here.
Bryson down to Keegan. Isaac. He'll skip it over to Bryson.
You get the feeling that trapping zone full court will lead to layups at some point.
High-low, Keegan O'Neal with it in the post. He's going to have it knocked out of bounds. Barrie going to get it back. ...23-19, Vikings by four on the inbounds. Bryson with it high on the left side. Ainsco going to set for three. Going to be long and rebounded by Christian Academy.
We've talked about Ainsco being streaky. He needs to find his streak.
So Christian Academy spreading the Vikings out right here. Cook's got the basketball, guarded by Gabe. He's going to kick it over to Ethan Carrier. Carrier driving on Bryson down the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Bryson.
Coach DeCourcy, there's a ice-cold water there for you if you need it.
It's going to be the first on Bryson. Second on the team.
It's a little warm up here in the corner.
And Isaac Wagler going to tap one out of bounds. And Christian Academy going to get it back. Cook with it out by half court. Williams. Let's see what type of set Christian Academy's getting in right here. Noah Williams with it, and they're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler.
So now all of a sudden the officials have decided to call fouls.
It's going to be the third on the team. First on Isaac.
Four fouls called here in the first 2 minutes. Three on Bar-Eve.
Williams with it in the backcourt, and he's going to pull up. Three, got it. It's a one-point game, 23-22. Bar-Eve has just been broken down defensively. Bryson with it. Top of the key. Over to Isaac. Keegan. Back to Isaac. Isaac going to set for three. In and out. No good. And Christian Academy going to come up with it. Cook with it. Conrad going to drive it on Keegan O'Neill. And they're going to get a foul on Keegan, and we're just calling all the fouls now.
Two on Keegan, four on Bar-Eve here.
It's two on Keegan, four on the Vikings, 23-22. Vikings by a point, 5:22 left, third quarter. So Bar-Eve with the first bucket of the second half, Christian Academy with the last five. Cook. Going to skip it over to Williams. Now that's T.J. Proctor who's just checked in the game. He's got it. Proctor going to lose it. Ball on the floor. Isaac going to pick it up. Get it ahead to Gabe Gladish. Keegan O'Neill going to skip it over. Gladish now. Back to Bryson. Bar-Eve going to reset.
I feel like Bar-Eve needs to get the ball near the elbow there where Keegan is. Maybe get a little high-low action working.
Bryson Graber with it. 4:40 left, third quarter. Isaac. Back to Bryson. Over to Gabe. Gabe pull up. 15-footer long, but Ainsco going to run it down. Isaac lays it in.
From 5:22. Isaac Wagler doing what he does best, which is cut to the bucket. Ainsco tracked it down, and Isaac found his way to the rim.
So Bari back by three. Noah Williams with it. Cook going to take a three. Got it. We're tied. And Christian Academy wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:04 left. 25 all here in the third quarter. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar-Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Barrie basketball. We're tied at 25 out of the timeout. Keegan O'Neill with it in the post. His shot going to be blocked. And here comes Christian Academy with a chance to take the lead. Williams with it. Conrad, guarded by O'Neill. And CAI with the basketball. Cook has it. Gladys chasing him out on the floor. 3.5 minutes left, third quarter. 25 all. Barrie still man-to-man on defense. Cook's got it again on the left side now. He's going to step back, fire a three, got it again. Barrie's defense, not very good. 28-25 Christian Academy.
He had plenty of room to get that three off.
Gladys going to be fouled by Conrad on the other end. So Barrie's going to get it back in front of their bench.
Coach, you was talking about getting over the top of that screen instead of going under. Good idea.
28-25, Christian Academy by three now. Keegan with it in the post, off the glass, in and out, no good.
I actually was marking that as good. It rolled back out.
Here comes Christian Academy with a three-point lead and the ball. And they've just spread Barrie out, and Barrie going man-to-man again. And Williams down the lane, dumps it off. Layup, got it. Barrie, no chance right now on defense. 30-25. Two and a half minutes left in the third quarter. Isaac Wagler. Gladys down on the baseline. Bryson. Ainsco, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebounded by Christian Academy. Barrie is out of sync. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Christian Academy by five. There goes Williams down the lane again. Layup, too easy. 32-25, timeout Barrie. Minute 53 left, third quarter. 32-25, Christian Academy. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
It's basketball tournament time. It's time to cheer on your local team and bank at your local bank, First Federal Savings Bank of Washington. Shoot and score with First Federal's winning low mortgage rates. We'll keep your loan local so you can keep your payments local. Take time to visit with our friendly staff about your mortgage loan needs. Located at 439 South State Road 57 in Washington. Or call at 812-254-2370. First Federal is an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Vikings.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, Ligoti in Ligoti, Indiana. Vikings in trouble, Johnny.
Christian Academy having their way. Barrie cannot stay in front of their man. And the penetration and the layups are killing Barrie. They've gone cold from the field as well.
Gladys with it, Isaac Wagler. Isaac going to set for a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Christian Academy. It's like Barrie's staying man-to-man, Johnny.
Yeah, don't understand.
Conrad with it down low. Williams with it. And
walked.
Christian Academy going to travel with it with a minute 14.
Vikings need to break the seal on the east rim there as they've had a couple of shots go down and back out. Big Christian Academy ball to begin the fourth. It's a lob to Ainsco and all kinds of traffic. Gets hammered, no call.
And Christian Academy going to come up with the basketball. And with 50 seconds left, they're going to end this quarter with the basketball. And they'll have it coming out in the fourth. Williams going to get around Bryson Graber. Layup, got it. It's a clinic in the third quarter by Christian Academy as the Vikings just can't stay in front of their man. 34-25, and CAI going to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
That was Nathan Paris. Got behind the defense, shot a layup. Free throw rolls off. It's 34-25. Vikings in a world of hurt here as they can't guard anybody this quarter.
Bryson with it over to Gabe. Ainsco. Gladish in the corner with 20. Bryson Graber. Back to Isaac. We're at 15. Gabe. Over to Bryson with 8. We're at 5 now. Bar-Eve, nothing going. Bryson, 3 at the buzzer, got it. And that stops the bleeding temporarily, but it was a third quarter clinic by Christian Academy, and CAI leads it at the end of 3, 34-28. Back for the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber
Post. Wrecks can be traumatic. They're sudden and scary. You don't want to spend every free moment playing phone tag and getting multiple estimates. You just want to get life back to normal. After you call your insurance agent, call Green's Body Shop in Lagoda and let Adam and his team guide you through the process. Less hassle and less waiting. With their bake-on paint booth, the experienced technicians at Green's Body Shop will get to work right away. Give Green's Body Shop in Lagoda a call and get your life back to normal. Call 812-295-9840. Green's Body Shop.
Green's Body Shop.
106 Wood Street in Lagoda.
Now back to the Lagoda Boys Basketball Regional on WAMW.
Back for fourth quarter action, 34-28. Bryson Graber stopped a 15-0 Christian Academy run, Johnny.
Christian Academy outscored the Vikes 17-8 that quarter. It wasn't for Bryson Graber's three before the end of the third period, the Vikings really would be in trouble. The Vikings going to go 1-3-1 here. It worked last Saturday. We'll see what happens tonight.
So CAI with the basketball. Let's see if Bar-Eve can benefit from a change of defense right here. CAI with it on the baseline. Ball going to be taken away, and there's turnover number one. Ainsco going to pick it off. Here comes Bryson. Over to Ainsco. Keegan O'Neill, baseline, 15-footer, rolls off, no good. There's Isaac, going to grab the rebound. Bryson going to set for another one. Got it again. It's a three-point game, 34-31.
And give Isaac Wagler credit. Hustle play as he grabs the offensive rebound. Bryson Graber has a little bit of confidence.
And Bar-Eve almost going to pick it up. Ball on the floor, and they're going to get a foul on Keegan O'Neill. That's going to be team foul number 6.
Really a tough call to make, simply because the ball was on the floor and bodies were flying everywhere. Just because a 6'8 body flies doesn't mean it's going to be a foul, but O'Neill picks up his third. Bar-Eve had a chance there to pick that steal off. Still a nice little run here.
So it's the last 6 for Bar-Eve, 34-31.
Down 9, and now it's 3.
And 3 in the corner, up, no good. Conrad, his putback, no good. And they're going to get a foul on, I think that's going to be on Gladish.
His third as well. So they got Cook to take a quick 3 out of that 1-3-1 trap, but just couldn't keep Conrad off the glass.
Conrad at the free throw line. First one rolls out. We'll have another.
Maybe he ought to step back 5 feet. He'll hit it.
Bailey Conrad, one more. That one rolls in, 35-31. Vikings trail by 4. Here comes Bryson with the basketball.
To this point in the second half.
Isaac, skip it back to Gabe. Gabe with a long three, no good, rebounded by Christian Academy.
That was a really long three.
Bari back in the 1-3-1. And Isaac Wagler going to block a shot. Pick it up. Here comes Bari with it. Trailing by four with the ball.
The Warriors will be in the bonus situation as Bari has 17 fouls now.
Isaac over to Bryson. Gladish, and they're going to get him for a travel. And Brian Hughes with a look of disbelief on his face.
Yeah,
Johnny.
Dismay and disbelief.
So we're under 6 minutes, 35-31. CAI with the basketball. And CAI going to step out of bounds. That's Jackson Land.
No, that is.
Or not Jackson. I'm going back to. That's Stephen Cook.
There you go. Springs Valley had a number zero this afternoon, but that was Cook that stepped on the inline.
Gabe with it on the right side. Isaac. Bryson Graber. Over to Gladish. Three.
Long.
No good. And rebounded by CAI. Barreve has had a couple of good looks. Just can't get him to go down.
That was a really good look for Gladish. I know Coach Hughes wants to see if he can't pound it inside O'Neill.
And they're going to get a timeout as
I think the CAI crowd reacted thinking that was O'Neill's fourth foul.
And they're going to get a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 5:09 left in the game, 35-31, Christian Academy. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Treat yourself to Davies County.
The Davies County Chamber of Commerce is rooting for the Barreve Vikings this weekend at the Ligoti Basketball Regional. Good luck to Coach Hughes and the Vikings. Bring home that regional title from all of the team at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce. Visit our Facebook and website for upcoming events at DaviesCountyChamber.com.
Davies County.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home is located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. Hello, I'm Chris Seavers, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Who's your Ready Mix off Highway 50?
Christian Academy basketball, 5:09 left. 35-31, CAI leads it by four. Bari back in the 1-3-1, Johnny.
Yes, they are, and it's created two turnovers and a couple of rush shots. But for how long as Christian Academy in the bonus? And under 5 minutes now for the Vikings.
And Cook with it, going to step through, get it over to Williams. Cook's got it back. Williams now. Down in the post, back to Cook. He's going to skip it over to Williams. And his shot going to be blocked. We're going to have a tie-up. Bari going to get it back on the possession arrow, however.
Ainsco swatted that ball. Lucky he didn't get fouled. It was a clean block, but by gosh, he took a big swipe.
So Barreve with it. Trailing by four. Need a bucket right here.
Need to try and solve this zone high-low. Need to get a catch at the elbow and a dump down. Try and get Keegan to the line.
Isaac with it on the left side. Bryson. Isaac with it again on the left wing. Over to Bryson. Gladish with it. High on the right side. There's your high-low. Keegan off the glass. No good, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. So just a third foul whistled this half on CAI, but that'll give O'Neill an opportunity from the charity stripe.
Says easy, does hard, but finally the Vikings managed to get it down there.
Keegan got the first one, 35-32.
O'Neill now with seven, his first point of the half.
He got them both, 35-33. It's a two-point game.
One possession game. This game was 9 not very long ago before a couple of big Bryson Graber threes.
Conrad with it over to Williams. Bailey Conrad. And they're going to get an offensive foul. Isaac Wagler stood in and took it again. Slid right underneath him, and Barrie going to get it back.
And he took it against the big chief, the 6'5". 205 muscle bound Bailey Conrad. So Isaac Wagler not afraid of some bump and grind down low.
So here comes Bryson Graber with the basketball. Ainsco out to Isaac. And there's Keegan with it. And he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Nice find by Bryson Graber.
They're going to get that one on Cook. That's his third. So Keegan at the line, shooting two. Got the first, 35-34, CAI by a point. Keegan with another.
Proctor replaces Carrier for CAI.
O'Neill bounces it a couple times. We're tied, 35
new,
all.
Coach, this is a new game. A four-minute game.
It's a four-minute game. Barry back 1-3-1. Proctor with it. Over to Cook. Cook with it, over to Proctor. Williams has it now, over to Cook. Back to Williams. Proctor, Williams. Cook. Cook gonna go down the lane, layup, got it.
With the left, that was a nice drive by Cook. I think the Vikings gotta understand Cook's their best player and make sure they cut that drive off.
37-35, CAI back by two. Ainsco out, Gabe, Bryson, Isaac Wagler in the left corner. We're under 3 minutes. Gladish, his three going to be blocked out of bounds. Amari going to get it on the sideline. 37-35, 2:53 left. Amari with the basketball, trailing by two. Isaac, Ainsco, Gladish, three, got it! 38-37, Barry back by a point.
Ainsco with a skip, baseline to baseline, and Gladish off the snide here in the second half. He has 15 on five threes.
And it's CAI going to throw it away. It's going to go through the legs of Conrad, and with 2:25 left, Barry going to get it back.
Williams with a no-look to Conrad, and Conrad wasn't looking either. Went right through the wickets.
So 2:25 left, 38-37. Little pressure here by Christian Academy. Bryson with it on the inbounds. Going to throw it deep to Keegan O'Neill, over to Gladish. Bryson now with it.
Christian Academy has 5 team fouls, so they have one more to give before Barrieve heads to the bonus.
Bryson with it. He's going to pick his dribble up over to Isaac. Back to Bryson. Over to Gladish. Gladish. Keegan O'Neill. Isaac Wagler. Down to Ainsco. Back at half court. Bryson over to Gladish. Minute 40. Keegan. Isaac. Ainsco, layup, got it! 40-37, Barry by three.
No look from Isaac Wagler. The Vikings.
Three up, no good by Cook. And Gladish going to grab the rebound, and he's going to be fouled.
A little concern there, Coach, as the Vikings weren't sure what defense they were in. Cook had a wide open look. Not sure if they were supposed to stay in the 1-3-1 or go man. But nonetheless, Cook short. Gladish grabs the rebound. He's fouled. That's 16 fouls for the Warriors.
And with a minute 21, Bar-Eve will be in the bonus the rest of the game. Gladish with it on the inbounds. Keegan O'Neal with it. Going to skip it over to Isaac. Isaac Wagler over to Keegan. Keegan in the corner, out to Bryson. Gabe Gladish has it. Isaac, down to Aides go, way up, got it! 42-37, we're under a minute. Here comes CAI, Cook with it. He's going to be fouled, layup, got it, and the foul. And 42-39, 51.6, they're going to get that on Gladish.
That's his fourth. The board shows double zero. It's actually 10. Gladys wears number 10.
Cook's free throw, no good. Keegan O'Neal going to run it down. Gets it off to Isaac. Over to Gabe. Now everybody's standing. Bryson Graber and a freshman going to be fouled with 43. So Cook. With 43 seconds left, Bryson Graber, the freshman, going to go to the line to shoot the bonus.
Still, I'm asking the question, what's Bari doing defensively? Did they go back to a man?
They went back man, and four people got the message, I think.
Okay.
So Bryson at the line.
Big free throw miss there by Cook. Keeps it at 3 points.
Graber, free throw, got it. 43-39, Bari by four again. Bryson with one more. Next one. Got them both. 44-39. Here comes Christian Academy with the basketball. Bar-Eve matches up. Williams has it, and he's going to be fouled on the floor. And with 37.5, bonus, John Mullen.
It makes you wonder whether or not one more 1-3-1 trip is worth it, because the Warriors have a chance to score with the clock stopped.
Noah Williams at the line. It's 19 fouls on Bar-Eve, so it'll be a bonus situation. Free throw up, got it. 44-40.
What I mean by that is, if even if CAI scores a field goal, the clock is running. And, of course, Christian Academy, to stop the clock, would need to take a timeout. Here at the free throw line, the clock is stopped.
Williams got them both, 44-41. And Christian Academy going to take a full timeout, Johnny.
We're going to stay here?
We'll keep it right here. Resetting everything right here. 37.5 seconds left in the game. 44-41, Bar-Eve by three. It is Bar-Eve basketball. If there is a tie-up, possession arrow will give it back to Christian Academy. CAI with only seven fouls, so Bar-Eve will be in the bonus a couple of more times, Johnny.
Right.
And it's a situation where I think they're going to try to get one hard trap, and Bar-Eve has to be aware that there may be something open down the floor, and they've got to attack it.
And that's the key word, Coach DeCourcy, attack. If you get it past the first line of defense and you're moving towards the rim and you have an opportunity to make a layup, you got to go make a layup, especially if it's open, because otherwise you pull it out, you know they're going to foul you, and you're at best going to get one plus the bonus. So we'll see how Bar-Eve handles this full court man-to-man pressure applied by CAI.
So Christian Academy setting up in that full court pressure. Keegan O'Neal with it. Gets it over to Isaac, and Isaac going to be fouled.
And you saw Ainsco waiting underneath, had an open layup, but they mugged Isaac Wagler prior.
So with 33.8 left, it's team foul number 8. Isaac going to go to the line.
To be quite honest, I thought Keegan got hit first. Pass was in danger of being picked off as they raked Keegan's arms, but Isaac corralled it, and he was fouled. Jeremiah Robinson checking in as number 20, Nathan Paris, the 6'2 senior, goes to the bench. 5 fouls on Paris.
So Isaac at the line.
Kevin Ballou, a 6'2 junior, number 30, his first time in the game. Interesting. As Nick Conrad, a sophomore, goes to the bench. Isaac Wagler with the bonus.
Free throw up. Got it. 45-41, Barry by 4. Isaac will have another. Isaac second. Got them both. 46-41. Barive needs a stop. Here comes
man-to-man, coach. Man-to-man.
With the basketball. He's going to step back, fire a 3, banked it in.
That shot should have rimmed off. Barive should have secured the rebound, and it would have been a parade to the line. From the top of the key, a pull-up, bank in 3. Unbelievable.
It's going to be a 30-second timeout.
Was that Williams, coach?
That was Williams. 26.1 seconds.
That shot just made things really interesting.
46-44 will be Barry basketball. And I think Christian Academy's got to be getting to the point.
I'm going to say that's their last timeout. I don't know that for a fact, but, boy, it seems like that's 5. A bank in. Pull up, 3-pointer. And this really makes those bonus free throws important for Barrie. Both squads with 18 fouls.
So wow. Isaac Wagler with it on the inbounds. Let's see what Barrie tries to do right here.
They're going long, coach.
And they get it off to Gladish. Gladish going to be fouled. And let's see if they give him 2 shots. Yes, they are going to give him 2 shots.
Okay. So he was shooting, is that what you're saying? Yep. Not intentional.
No.
Just he was going to the rim to shoot.
So with 24.9, Gladish, 2 shots.
2 big free throws here for the junior. Gladish's first time to the line tonight.
Gabe, free throw, got it. 47-44, Barry by 3. He will have 1 more. Gabe with it, spins it. His next one, got them both, 48-44.
Two possession game now, coach, barring something unforeseen and crazy.
Here comes Williams with it again. Behind the back dribble, he's going to step back, guarded by Isaac Wagler. Williams over to Proctor. Proctor, 3.
No good.
No good. CAI going to pick it up. Conrad, 3. Got it. Gosh!
They can't stop the clock, coach. They can't stop the clock, coach. They can't stop the clock, coach.
Barry going to throw it long. CAI's going to pick it up. It's not going to matter. It is not going to matter.
48-47, Barry regional champions. It's over.
Brian Hughes with the big fist bump.
We called it. They were out of timeouts. We had no idea, but they were out
of timeouts. Wow. Johnny, I am going to turn this microphone on, and I'm going to head down to the floor. I'll look for your cues.
Coach, just let me share this with you. Barrie, 11 of 11, perfect tonight from the free throw line.
Wow. I will catch you here in just a second. I'll let you go through some statistics.
Okay, head to the floor. Wow, what a finish for Barrie. Both sides a little bit stunned as the clock literally ran out. Isaac Wagler took the basketball out of bounds after letting it basically sit for 4 or 5 seconds. He threw it long. Keegan O'Neill couldn't retrieve it, but it didn't matter because the clock hit 0 about the time CAI tracked it down. And the Vikings are the 2018 Class A regional champions for the first time in 3 years. Christian Academy, 18-10,
John, you got me down here on the floor?
Coach DeCourcy, I can hear you.
Thumbs up.
I've got you. Wherever you are.
Good.
There you are.
Joined down the floor right now by the coach, Brian Hughes. Vikings win it 48-47. The comeback kids do it again.
It's just fitting we have a comeback, I guess. Give our guys credit. I tell you, we couldn't get through that zone. And my gosh, this is just awesome. I don't know what I'll say.
11 of 11 from the line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, you got to step up here at the fourth and win the game, and that's what we did.
And we talked on the radio. They ran out of time, ran out of timeouts, and man, that played a big role there right at the end.
Again, what just happened?
It happened again, Coach.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Right. We'll catch you tonight. All right. Vikings win it tonight. Fans are on the floor, and it is a wild, wild scene as Barrie wins it 48-47. We're joined now on the floor by the big man, Keegan O'Neill. 11 of 11 from the line in the fourth quarter, Keegan.
Hey, Albert Cavanaugh's always said, free throws win bowl games. Show tonight.
How do we continue to do this week after week?
Fundamentals. Keep playing Barrie basketball.
I hate to start this 2 minutes after we won. Where do we want to play next week?
I want to play at Seymour. I've never experienced it. I've played at the Hatchet House before.
Hey, the important thing is we're playing next week.
Absolutely.
All right, Keeg, great job. We'll catch you tonight.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Barrie big man, Keegan O'Neill. Vikings win it tonight. 48-47, and it was a thriller here as Barrie just came through big time in the fourth quarter and got Aaron Ash down here, the AD of Barrie, and the comeback kids just keep doing it, Aaron Ash.
Wow. I don't know how many times. It was the 1-3-1 again, Mike. It just rattled them, and our kids made some big shots and big free throws.
I mean, when we're down 9 and they're getting to the basket at will, it's like there's not much we can do, and we just keep doing it.
No, we just hung in there. Bryson Graber had some big threes to kind of keep us in it, and they all finished strong. Big free throws.
11-11 in the fourth quarter.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, who gets credit? Is that junior high coaches get credit for that?
I'm going all about junior high coaches. So, well, hey, we will catch you.
All right. Tonight. Thanks, buddy.
All right. That's Barrie Athletic Director Aaron Ash. Vikings win it tonight, 48-47. We got the principal of Barrie High School now, my radio sidekick, Jeff Doyle, and the Vikings do it again this week, Jeffrey.
Yeah, just what a resilient effort. I mean, they just never quit, just, you know, made shots when it counted, and just what a great performance for these guys. Couldn't be more happy for them, and just two tough games. Springs Valley gave him a heck of a game today. I thought he played really well. And then their third quarter, Bryson Graber stepping up. I mean, that's an unbelievable performance for a freshman. Then Gabe Gladish had it going all night. So just a great performance tonight.
How about this statistic? Bryson Graber has not made a three all year. He made three of them today.
I mean, that's huge. That just shows you Bryson gets in the gym. He shoots a lot of shots, and that's what it takes. And he never lost confidence with himself. And you got to admire that about Bryson, because everybody's been telling him, you need to be able to shoot it. You got to shoot it. You got to shoot it. And Bryson's...
His final game, he finished with 16 big points. Noah Williams came alive for 12. Bailey Conrad added 12 points as well. Christian Academy again bows out at 18-10. Barrie, 24-4 now on the season. And they await the IHSA's determination of where they will play the Class 1A Semi-State. It will be a southern location, and it could be as close as 7 miles away, as the Hatchet House, for the first time ever, has been selected to host the Semi-State. Seymour also again in the mix for the Semi-State. There will be four contests, two at both locations, and Barrie, probably most of the fans, the Viking Nation, hoping that they can stay close to home. You heard Keegan O'Neill, the big man, talk about wanting to go to Seymour right after the game, as he's never played there. He's played a few at the Hatchet House. He wanted the experience. I think Coach DeCourcy expected him to say otherwise. But Keegan's not afraid to take the Bar Eve show on the road, and they have been very, very successful over the years at Scott Gymnasium in Seymour. But could it be that the Vikings play in Davies County? We will find out sometime tomorrow afternoon. Right now, the Vikings getting ready to cut down the nets as the ladder is in place. Athletic Director Aaron Ash has the scissors, and here come the seniors. Three seniors on this Viking squad, and they're going to do the honors first. That's Nick Parsons, Cam Graber, and Austin Yoder being congratulated in a classy move by Ligoti senior Jaden Wagner. Of course, Jaden Wagner, the leader of the Ligoti Lions, and he's there to wish them well as they're going to head to Semi-State. Wagner finished his career last Saturday night here, also in a one-point loss. So Bar Eve wins a sectional title by one. Now they've won a regional title by one. They trailed by nine at the end of three. Excuse me, they trailed by six at the end of three.
Smolin, are we ready?
Yes,
give me
sir.
A thumbs up.
I can't see you, but there's the thumbs up.
Coach got good Gladys down here on the floor right now.
You are, okay.
And Vikings win it tonight, 48-47. You stepped up in the fourth, and all those hours in the gym, you knocked in two free throws like you've been doing it all your life. I guess because you have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of winning games by 1 point, but, I mean, we get the job done. That's really all that matters, especially during this time. I got to give a lot of credit to my dad. He's really been a big part of my success, getting me in the gym since I was about the age of freaking four. So, I mean, he's done a good job pushing me and testing me. And sometimes he's broken me, but, I mean, it's only for the good.
So we're down nine. And are you thinking we're just going to go ahead and do it 2 weeks in a row? Or did you think, man, we are in trouble tonight?
I figured we had it in the bag the whole time. I mean, I don't really worry about it too much, you know. I trust these guys and this team. They're so good. So, I mean, I don't worry about it a whole lot.
Well, Gabe, congratulations. And we'll catch up with you at the pep session.
Thank you.
That's Gabe Gladys. Got the Viking senior contingent here, Johnny. We got my friend Cam Graber. Viking win it tonight, 48-47. Guys, what are we thinking the whole time?
There's a lot of different emotions going through my mind. Mostly just excitement. I mean, another fourth quarter comeback. I don't know. I just wish we would take care of business earlier. It's fun.
I mean, we're down nine. You know, they've got the ball. It just seems like, man, we're in trouble again. Austin, what are you thinking over there down nine?
Well, we've been down 12, so, I mean, we had the idea that we could come back. And we knew it all along. So I wasn't too worried just yet, but, I mean, we had a lot of faith in God.
After the game was over, Brian Hughes threw the famous uppercut, and then he did the chopping wood thing. The coat is probably split. Thoughts on that maneuver?
Oh, they got us all.
Love it, man. Love it.
It makes us want to take care of business next week.
Well, hey, we will catch you guys back at the pep session. Go Bar Eve.
Thank you.
All right, that's two of the three Bar Eve seniors. And that was Cam Graber,
Coach
and
DeCourcy.
Austin Yoder. Big one here tonight.
If you walk about.
Johnny, I'll go ahead and send it back up to you.
Okay, thank you. Again, we were talking about the fact that Christian Academy led by nine right before the third quarter horn. Freshman Bryson Graber sinks his first bucket of the game. It was a three. Cut it to six. Christian turned the ball over to begin the fourth. And what do you know, Bryson Graber said, I'll do it again. He hit another three, and a nine-point lead quickly evaporated. It was three, and eventually Bar Eve got back in front. Actually led 46-41. It looked to be over until Christian Academy's Noah Williams banked in a long three from the top of the key. Made it 46-44. Christian Academy took their last time out. Gabe Gladish. On a designed out-of-bounds play, they got a long pass to Gabe. He was fouled going up. Gabe Gladish made consecutive free throw 10 and 11 for the Vikes. They went 11 of 11 overall. He hit both those free throws to put them back up four. Christian Academy, they get another three, this one from Bailey Conrad, to make it 48-47. The Warriors out of timeouts, could not stop the clock. Barreve took their time inbounding, threw it long. By the time anyone caught up to it, the game was over. 32 minutes came to an end, and it came to an end for Christian Academy. Barreve survives and advances. That's March Madness speak. They win another game by a single point, and they await the news of where they will travel. It may be a long trip to Seymour. It could be a very short trip to the Hatchet House in Washington. So, 48-47 Barreve. Coach Mike DeCourcy on Jack Butcher Arena floor, taking in the moment. Coach DeCourcy, the eighth grade coach, he's had all these boys as they've come through the grades, won a lot of games with these guys, and as we've talked about numerous times, I mentioned it this afternoon, they don't know how to lose, and I say that because they begin winning early and often in fifth grade. They continue it throughout junior high, and it is a winning culture, and that winning culture prevails once again in the fourth quarter as you hear the chants still echoing here, Viking Nation. And to put this in perspective, folks, this is unbelievable, but Barreve has now won 15 straight games on this hardwood floor here at Lagodi. And they are 33-1 in their last 34. That is unbelievable basketball by the Vikes as Austin Ainsco climbs the ladder, the 6'5 junior tonight. Had 7 big points, played solid defense, had several rebounds. I'm still looking for Coach DeCourcy here on the floor. And I don't see him, but I know he's caught up in a sea of red, white, and black. Got my daughter Brindley here trying to point him out. But, again, another Barreve pep session here in the next 30 to 40 minutes back at Kavanaugh Court. And probably no one happier in this gymnasium than Mr. Barreve himself, Albert Kavanaugh. Here comes Coach DeCourcy hustling up the rows of wooden bleachers here in this famous historical gymnasium. Coach DeCourcy coming back with a microphone, about to put the headset back on, Coach DeCourcy, and I'll tell you, I know you're almost out of breath. Mike, does it ever get old?
No, it doesn't get old, and you know, just talking to some of these kids on the floor, I tell you what a special night, and just a resilient group, and that's 2 weeks in a row, Johnny. I just don't believe it.
Mike, I just got done referencing the winning culture that's established in elementary school, the fact that they're playing to win at the elementary and junior high grades. They expect to win. They take the floor. Losing really is not an option. You buy those T-shirts. You see them online. Barreve doesn't have to wear them. They know in their brain losing is not an option. And to trail by 12 last Saturday night, to trail by 9 tonight against fantastic basketball clubs in Lagodi and Christian Academy. And it is hard to believe, but here they are cutting down nets once again in 2018. 15 straight here on this floor and 33-1 in the last 34. Comment there.
What do you say?
It's a great place to play basketball.
And you know, those 34 games we've been over here, it's not been a normal, you know, Tuesday night crowd. It's always been in big crowds, pressure-packed situations. You know, those 34 games, there's a lot on the line in those games, Johnny. It's you're either playing your biggest rival or it's a tournament game. And to be 33-1, that's incredible.
Well, it's just kind of a sign of the times at Barreve. They have been on an unbelievable winning streak. And this is outside of tournament basketball, but it's still important basketball. They've won 43 straight blue chip conference games. Imagine that. That is just mind-boggling.
It's quite a streak. All of this is happening. And Barreve will return 5 starters next year.
Oh, yeah. They don't start any seniors. They've got great senior leadership, but those 3 guys come off the bench. And guess what? The 8th grade went 68-0. And I don't want to start talking about 8th graders, but they didn't lose a game in 4 years. So the talent is not dropping off anytime soon.
No, it's certainly not. There's, you know, a lot of bullets left in the gun, as we like to say, and There's Gabe Gladish climbing the ladder down there. I mean, I wanted to get to all the guys, and that floor was so crowded and chaotic and just so much pandemonium. It's just it's pretty fruitless unless you're Keegan O'Neill and you can see over the top of everybody.
And you were able to get to Keegan first because you could see him.
Yeah, I could see him, but I've not been able to get to Isaac, but I'll talk to him tonight.
I tried to direct you to Nick Parsons, but it was hard to get to him.
I got to the other two, and by that time Nick was already gone over with his family, it looked like. So, those guys don't care. Didn't get to Bryson. TV cameras had him, but, hey, Vikings win and you move on. That's all you can do.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
This point in time. And I'm checking out, Bryson's dad, Logan Graber, down there, and a good friend of mine. I mean, Logan Graber, instrumental in the Bar Reef program, a product of Bar Reef, played on a regional runner-up team and won class basketball in 1997, the last year before class, and, spent a lot of time, of course, with Bryson Graber in the gym. You alluded to the fact, or maybe Coach Doyle or Coach Ash alluded to the fact that, Bryson Graber is in the gym as much as anyone, including Gabe Gladish, and boy, a couple huge three-pointers from Bryson Graber tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, the wheels were coming off.
It was over. I mean, I don't want to sound melodramatic about it.
It was.
But it wasn't last week where you could get into a trapping situation and maybe physically overmatch the team on the floor tonight. And that's one thing that Bar Eve could do to Ligoti a little bit with their size, is they could get a couple of the smaller guards maybe in a spot and make them make a decision. Christian Academy was quicker. I mean, they had a 6'5 sophomore who was a great release valve, and they had a 1,000-point scorer, and the 1-3-1 worked just as well this week as it did last week.
It did, and it begs the question, should that 1-3-1 be used before the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
But, sometimes coaches don't want to show it too soon to give, especially in the first half, to give a coach time to adjust to it. But if you've scouted Bar Eve, you have to pay attention to the fact that that 1-3-1 trap zone, and it's really not a lot of trapping, but that 1-3-1 is just enough of a mix to either rush shots by the opponent or create turnovers. And again, Bar Eve knows how to win, and they did again tonight.
And they'll move on to the semi-state next week. I'm horrible at information. At last update,
New Albany won. I do know that. New Albany won the 4A regional, and you would think that they might stay at Seymour, but who knows?
Morristown defeats defending Class A champion Indianapolis Tinley, so it'll be Bar Eve and Morristown next week. Wow.
Were you a little bit stunned when the first question you asked Keegan O'Neill was, where do you want to play next week? And I think you were looking for the Hatchet House, and he said Seymour.
Yeah, I can certainly understand, his response. As a kid who has seen, groups of Vikings go over there and play in semi-state Saturdays, maybe it's something he wants to experience, for himself. But maybe selfishly as an adult, I like the Hatchet House for a lot of different reasons. A, proximity, and B, I think that would amplify what's already going to be a great Bar Eve crowd even more.
Well, I think what you're seeing is you're seeing Davis Countyans climb on board. And if that game's held in Washington, county seat over there, you're going to have a lot of Davis County there to support Bar Eve. But even if they make the trek to Seymour and the Bar Eve's won over there several times, I'm sure 3,000 or 4,000 fans will make their way to support the Vikings.
And they did here tonight. Well, Coach, I'm guessing you went through all of the final statistics tonight. Have we named a Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game yet?
We have not, Coach DeCourcy, and
your call, buddy.
Yeah, this is going to be, let's just say, that you cannot not include Gabe Gladish tonight as a part, as a co. I'm going to go co here tonight.
Okay.
Gabe Gladish made 6 threes this afternoon. He made 5 more tonight, and his 2 free throws were the last 2 points on the scoreboard that ultimately were enough to make sure that Bar Eve stayed in front. So you can't exclude Gabe Gladish because of his outstanding shooting. But it's a co-Bill Dobson 4-tub player of the game because Bryson Graber, a freshman, he did a couple of things. He hit 2 threes. He hit a 3 this afternoon, was his first 3 of the season. Then he added 2 more.
And not only that, but the 2 he added tonight, when all the wheels were coming off at the end of the third quarter, he makes a 3 to close it to 6. We get the ball back at the beginning of the fourth, makes another one to cut it to 3. And as you know, Johnny, there is a ginormous difference between 9 and 3 in a basketball game.
What else can you say? And he also added 2 free throws, and it was a bonus situation. He stepped up there and hit both. He had 8 points. I'll give credit to Principal Doyle. He pointed out the fact on the floor. He spoke to you first. He also mentioned the fact that that freshman playmaker, 0 turnovers in 32 minutes against some pretty good pressure from Christian Academy. You put 8 points on the board. You put 0 turnovers on the board. He had 6 assists. Bryson Graber and Gabe Gladish, I'm going with co-Bill Dobson 4 tough players of the game.
All right. So I don't think you're going to find anybody that would disagree with that. And Bar Eve somehow, some way, does it again. Well, we know for sure it will be Bar Eve and Morristown next week. The only question to come is, where is that game going to be? Just looking at some of the IHSAA, patterns or whatever you want to call it in the past. New Albany, a winner tonight over Center Grove in 4A. They've got Romeo Lankford. There's going to be a team coming down from Indianapolis, probably Warren Central. I would say that those two schools, as far as proximity, will be at Seymour next week.
I think so. If anything, they can sell more tickets at Seymour.
And they can sell more tickets. So that leaves
Warren Central won tonight by 35 against Terre Haute South. So you talk about an undefeated Warren Central against number 2 New Albany.
Well, let's go through this. How did Forest Park do tonight?
Let's take a look and see if I have an update.
Ideally, what I would like is a Bar Eve Forest Park situation. I would go 1A, 2A at Washington. That would be awesome.
Evansville Bossy rolled by 26, so they're the 3A South champs.
Okay.
And as I'm scrolling here, Forest Park absolutely clobbered Austin, 70-49.
Great.
Forest Park, Indianapolis, Cecina in 2A. Cecina knocks off Cloverdale by 6. So you've got an Indianapolis school in Cecina and Forest Park. 3A, you got Bossy. Bossy will be taking on Danville.
I'm gonna go on record and say I don't think there's any doubt Bar Eve will be at the Hatchet House. Just by going through that, it's semantics as to who the other program will be.
Morristown 82, Indianapolis Tinley 64.
Wow.
Morristown legit, it sounds like.
Wow.
Tinley's really good. They got a Purdue recruit.
Yep.
And they lost by 18, and Morristown put up 82. Now, sounds to me like there wasn't a whole lot of defense played, but Morristown's got a 2,000-point score of their own, and so this 1A South matchup, which we think will be at the Hatchet House, will be a dynamite one. And we can't let Morristown score 82 points next Saturday. I mean, that's the understatement of the year.
I don't think our style lends it to that. But, hey, we'll see what happens. Well, Bari down on the floor.
Coach, let me talk about the 1A North.
Okay.
Because we are in the Final Four now. We've got Morristown, Bari set up on the south end. On the north end, Southwood is a 1A regional champion at Frankfort. They won their regional championship by 35.
Okay.
92-57 over Seton Catholic. And at Culver, no surprise, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk 100.
Oh, my.
Gary, 21st Century, 62. Blackhawk, after they participate in this 1A state championship, may go play in the NCAA tournament.
You know,
they're pretty legit.
Every now and then it makes you wonder what a team like that would do in an old one-class system. I'm glad we don't have to find out.
No, that's right. We've seen them, though, haven't we?
We've seen
them. And they're good.
And they're the best team we've seen this year, easily, bar none, without question. And
is Brian coming up here? I think he's going to.
That's just the way that it is. I think he's talking to somebody.
Okay. I don't know if he decided to come back.
I don't know. He's on his way to see somebody. Hey, we are going to have a guest coming up here.
I got you, Isaac Wagler.
And
I
it's
got
not
you. Gonna,
hey, I, you know, listen, I can spot Keegan on the floor pretty easily. But, man, I have a hard time finding you. I came up here and I was feeling guilty that I didn't find you.
Nah, I'm a pretty small body, I know. But feels good to win again, doesn't it?
When we're down 9 again, what are you thinking?
We did this before. We can do it again.
Talk a little bit about Bryson.
Oh, my god.
The kid hasn't hit,
hit a 3 all year besides today.
A 3 all year. And he comes out, hits one at the end of the third quarter, hits another one at the beginning of the fourth, and just drags us back in the game.
That was huge. He played good today, whether he's scoring or passing. He helped us a lot, and he's playing really well for a freshman.
Talk about the end of the game. We couldn't get us, you know, that one long rebound we need. They're out of timeouts. And when you get it, did the official say anything to you? You know, you got it with over 5. Did you just think to hold it and then throw it long? What was the thought process there?
I just wanted to throw it long and not give them a chance to score again. And we can go home and celebrate back in Montgomery.
Back in Montgomery. It will be a celebration. Who's the crazy man on the floor waving at us?
That's Elmer Lee, my grandpa. I'm sorry about that.
Well, he comes out and, you know, gives us some pregame pep talks, you know, before each game. So, celebrate.
Yeah, I guess. I'll see you there.
All right, buddy. See ya. All right. That's our guy, Isaac Wagler. And, Johnny, I know you've been close with the family for a long time. And tell you what, Isaac has just became he's the consummate glue guy for the Vikings.
He is. What else can you say about Isaac Wagler? And, you know, Coach Hughes will probably go home and look at the film. He'll probably watch both games tonight. He'll probably be up all night long. As he does, he'll stat it up. That charge that Isaac Wagler took about midway through the fourth quarter, Christian Academy hit the bucket. Could have been an and-one. He stood in there against the 6'5 Conrad. Conrad probably weighs 210. He's probably got 60 pounds on Isaac Wagler or more. Isaac Wagler is a glue guy. And couldn't be prouder of him. And, of course, his parents, Nate and Jan, brother Aaron, great family. And Bar Reeve through and through, that's for sure.
All right. Well, tell you what, that's going to go ahead and do it here tonight. We'll get with you on all of the semi-state information as it becomes available in the next couple of days. I'd say about noon or 1 tomorrow we'll know what's going on. And we will certainly get a plan, develop a plan, and Viking Nation will be out in force next week. I'd like to thank Andy Morrison back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my friend John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win the regional tonight over Christian Academy, 48-47. We'll talk to you next week. Good night, everybody.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This concludes special sports coverage of the Lagodi Basketball Regional on 4 Star Country, The General,
95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington. Classic hits, memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Season-long coverage of Bar Reef Sports provided by
The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete, First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti, the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Mattress by Appointments, the Blake & Wagler Funeral Home, the Montgomery Medical Clinic, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontist, Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club, Green's Body Shop, the Washington Times-Herald, S&S Pools and Supplies, the Bakery House, Amber Joe's Head to Toe, and El Mazatlan. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to listen to or download a copy of this game. Be listening for the next exciting sports broadcast from WAMW.